Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
Oh, yes. I can help. He can help. Doug Sciocca can help. He is the chief executive of Cavar Capital. He joins us now from Leawood, Kansas, on the RingCentral phone line, helping to manage $300 million. Doug, great to have you with us here. All right, give us a little help here. Just tell us what's going on and what we should do. How's that? That's easy, right?
Help us, help
great.
Us.
Yeah, hey, Pim. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Good.
Well, I mean, I think it's been interesting. It's been challenging. I think that the market's skittishness, which has been front and center on every possible media publication and outlet, it's I think, a function of a challenge, right? It may be a trifecta challenge. And what's being challenged is this perception and expectation of a synchronous global growth story. And that story had catapulted stock markets throughout 2013, and certainly and particularly in the fourth quarter of 2013.
Yeah, but what about the stock market here? I mean, where does that money go? It leaves one place and goes someplace else. Or what, people just sit on the money and don't add new money to the market?
Well, I mean, you look at it, Tim, and I'd made a reference in a newsletter we'd sent out, and if you looked at Barron's going into the year in predictions, and they talked to 14 prognosticators, and all 14 had predicted that the market would go up about 9 to 14% in 2014. All of them had predicted that the bond market would end the year between 3.25% and 3.5% on the 10-year bond.
They didn't predict Denver over Seattle, did they?
No, but maybe that's the one thing we have going for us is Seattle with the stock market indicator of the Super Bowl indicates a more favorable outcome for the year if the NFC team prevails. However, that theory is also being challenged because if you think about, right, China has reported weak economic data. The emerging market currencies, and equities have been certainly flailing, and that's received no shortage of attention. And even some of our domestic data points have disappointed, and all this is taking place within the context of a Fed that is tapering. So you look at our stock market, which is a leading indicator, which is a forward-looking and discounting mechanism, right? So it's trying to interpolate some expectation of growth to follow prices, and if it lacks that corroboration, then things are going to get choppy. So where the money seems to be going is back into less risk-possessing assets and restriking probably a little bit better balance amongst most investor portfolios.
So you sound like that this, Doug, is a pretty good thing.
I think it's a very good thing, Carol. I mean, I think that any time you have to be forced to assess the quality of the constituent holdings in your portfolios when there's a little bit more granularity to identification of opportunity, right? Maybe one of the more famous value investors all time, a gentleman named Marty Whitman, who you guys have probably spoken with in the past.
From Third Avenue Funds.
From Third Avenue. And Marty used to always say that an investor can be either price sensitive or valuation sensitive. And we at Cavar Capital are valuation sensitive. And when volatility elevates, when indecision predominates, we can find investments with very attractive valuations. And I mean both bonds and stocks. And we're very pleased to do so, but when it's difficult, when buying the market seems to be the order of the day, when a casino mentality seems to be the predominant feeling on Wall Street. And thankfully, I think some of that is being stripped out of it.
So what's your advice then to investors at this point? I mean, I think some folks might be freaking out, although as one guest said to us, if you're freaking out over this kind of a move, then you shouldn't be in the stock market.
I think that's exactly right, Carol. I mean, if you think about where we are, and I'll hit this with two different thoughts.
Just quickly, though, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll hit it with one thought. So since 1980, the S&P has averaged an inter-year fall of roughly 14.5%. And yet, despite this, it has turned into positive year of performance 76% of the time. Hmm. So that's critical. The other quickly thing is we're at a monetary policy inflection point. Historically, that's always very dislocating. Going back to World War II, it typically has an average pullback of about 8% in the last 2 to 3 months. So we may be halfway there. We'll see.
You did it with like 10 seconds to spare. Impressive, as always. Doug, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Doug Sciocca, Chief Executive Officer Partner at Cavar Capital Partners, joining us on the RingCentral phone line from Leawood, Kansas. You are listening to Taking Stock. I'm Carol Masser here with Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.